This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 18th of August, 2024. Now on with the show.
Well, we've been telling you about Perth Tech for some time now, and now we can tell you that bookings are open for Perth Tech. You can buy your spot at Perth Tech. And in case you've just landed on the planet and haven't heard about Perth Tech, here's the rundown. Perth Tech is on Saturday, September the 21st. And it's a full day of presentations of a technical and practical nature, which are aimed at amateur radio operators. Our opening presenter this year is Munir Salem, K4 Alpha Quebec, who is leading the ongoing development of Free DV. Munir is also involved with the software side of WinLink. In addition, there is a full program of presentations followed by a sundowner. The date is Saturday, September the 21st, starting at 8:30 a.m. The venue is the Gidgegannup Recreation Centre. And I can hear some of you saying, "Oh, that's a long way out." Well, it's a comparable distance from the Perth CBD to Mindarie and Kwinana, just 16 kilometres up 2J Road from the road highway. So we've got that out of the way. So this year we're charging a fee of $30, almost all of which goes towards your morning, afternoon teas, lunch, and a few other little bits and pieces. And we've decided this year not to conduct a public raffle to fund Perth Tech. Everyone's doing raffles nowadays since we kicked off the idea a few years ago, so we thought we'd give you a break. We do, however, rely on the generosity of those attending in supporting the on-site raffle, and we already have prizes donated and are seeking more. In past years, local amateur radio clubs have supported Perth Tech with generous donations, and it would be great if that could happen again. And now it's over to you. Here's how you can help Perth Tech be the success it deserves to be. Firstly, set aside the time. Make your mind up. Decide to go. Next, tell others about Perth Tech and encourage them to attend. Can you believe it? Some people don't listen to News West. Mention Perth Tech at club meetings and gatherings. Organise carpools. Travel together. Book your ticket. That's important. Pre-registration is essential, as what you pay is for the catering. Walk-ins will be politely refused, and it's a long way to have travelled to be told to go away. So, for the nitty-gritty on how to do this, our website is vk6.net, and that's where you go for Perth Tech information, and there's also a link there to the booking site. The booking site accepts card payments online. I'll be at Hamfest promoting Perth Tech, and I can assist you at Hamfest by taking cash sales, and I will not be taking cash at any other time for Perth Tech tickets. So that's another reason for you to be at Hamfest. So let's all rock up and make this the biggest and best Perth Tech. The website again, vk6.net. And I'm Bob, VK6POP.
There's not too many weeks to go until the NCRG Hamfest is on again. That means it's time to stock up on tickets in the NCRG Hamfest raffle. This year, the raffle will have four prizes. A $2,000 voucher for Andrews Communications for you to buy whatever you want. A Yaesu FTM300 50-watt mobile. A Yaesu FT70DR handheld. And if Yaesu isn't your brand, there's a $100 voucher from Horizon Antennas. Tickets are on sale now, ending at 12 noon on the 25th of August at the NCRG Hamfest. Tickets are $5 per entry and are available for sale across New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and of course, Western Australia. Full raffle and prize details are available via the raffle link URL on the website at ncrg.org.au. Don't forget to come and join the club and our guest sellers on August 25th at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. A big shout out to the NCRG Hamfest Committee who are working really hard to bring you a bumper event. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group, 7-3.
Here's a job opportunity for someone. I'm looking for a budding journalist to document Perth Tech, preferably from Friday afternoon setup through to the end of the weekend on Sunday morning. However, all day Saturday is the close second best. Now let me explain. Those of us involved with running the show are usually busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest, and we tend to forget to take photos and make notes and things like that. Well, why do we need that? Possibly because we're a bit vain, but the real reason is that something like Perth Tech needs to be documented, partly because it's good for promotional purposes, but also because the material will be published in amateur radio media outlets as a news story. So, what's the job description? Take lots of photographs, make notes of what or who they're about, ask people a few questions and so forth. Then make more notes and turn it into a story afterwards. You'll get full credits for the story and the photos, and you'll also get the same lousy pay that the rest of us get at Perth Tech. Are you interested or know someone that is? Send an email to perthtech@vk6.net or talk to me at Hamfest. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go, and who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kilohertz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kilohertz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTune newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
This is News West. Your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. In the mid-1980s, there was this thing called a bulletin board system, or BBS. You would connect your computer to a gadget called an acoustic coupler that you would sit next to a telephone. You'd pick up the handset, dial a phone number, and wait until there was a squeal in your ear. Then you'd push the handset into the rubber cups on the coupler and watch as your computer started putting characters on your screen. Now, truth be told, my first foray was the next generation of this, an actual modem, where you didn't actually have to touch the telephone. Instead, the device could dial on your behalf using so-called AT commands. And if we're being totally honest, I never actually connected to a BBS. My adventures with global communications started with Usenet News in 1990. But I'm here to make a point. I promise. Amateur radio is a hobby that is for experimentation. One such experiment is a thing called packet radio. Before you roll your eyes about ancient technology, this gets very cool very fast. At its most basic, packet radio is about digital radio communication. Until not that long ago, to play, you needed a thing called a TNC, or a terminal node controller. When I got my license in 2010, I was told that this was a magic box to make digital communication possible between a radio and other radios and amateurs. Right now, many people are playing with Whisper, weak signal propagation reporter, as well as FT8, both examples of things intended to get specific chunks of information exchanged between two stations. What if I want to chat, or send a file, or a picture? There are tools like JS8Call, which is experimenting with the idea of using FT8 to chat. But what if I told you that there's a better way? Written by John Whiskey Bravo 2 Oscar Sierra Zulu, named after a canine that became extinct 9,500 years ago, Direwolf is software that implements an expensive piece of 1980s hardware, a TNC, that runs just fine on a $5 Raspberry Pi. It's been around for over a decade. The oldest date I can find is March 2013, though undated versions before that exist. It's an example of a so-called software modem, simple to get started, and it implements the essential pieces of packet radio. It's currently running connected to my radio, and I can see packets of information scrolling past. In this case, I'm tuned to the local APRS, or Automatic Packet Reporting System frequency, of 145.175 MHz. It's the same information that you can see if you point your web browser at aprs.fi. While that's great, it's just the beginning. Tune to another 2 meter or 70 centimeter frequency and you can use it to connect to a BBS, being run by a local amateur. Or you can tune to a HF frequency and connect to one run somewhere else. Direwolf also supports a technology called KISS, Keep It Simple Stupid. Yes, really. Developed by Brian Whiskey Bravo 6 Romeo Quebec November, Phil Kilo Alpha 9 Quebec, Mike Kilo 3 Mike Charlie and others, KISS allows you to connect a modem, like Direwolf, to a computer and use technologies like TCP/IP, the primary language of the internet, across a radio link. Any radio link. Let me say that again with different words. You can use your HF radio to browse the internet. No proprietary modes in sight. Weak signal, error correction included. All open source, all free, all ready to go. While we are singing its praises, Direwolf can also act as an iGate, an interface between radio and services like APRS.fi, a digipeater that receives and retransmits APRS data, and plenty more. It gets better. What if you wanted to use something like RTTY, PSK31, Olivia, or some other mode? You could use FL Digi instead of Direwolf, since it too supports KISS. To be fair, there are lots of moving parts here, and I've glossed over plenty. This isn't intended to discuss precisely how to do this, rather that it's possible at all, and has been for quite some time. I can't wait to attempt to browse the internet using my radio, for nothing other than the thrill of attempting it. I wonder if I can do this with Morse code as the underlying protocol. Only one way to find out. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, listeners. This is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline, the 18th of August 2024. Today I have the following items for you. I did have a correction for last week. I mentioned there was an Atlas 120. Incorrectly, it was an ATAS, Alpha Tango Alpha Sierra 120, VHF, UHF, mobile, tunable, antenna for $380 or nearest offer. That is the correct details for that item. It wasn't an Atlas. And today also I have an 80-meter antenna, mobile, $15 or nearest offer on that one. There's also a 20-meter antenna, $15 or nearest offer, and a monster stick, Delta X-Ray 5, $15 on that one also. Also a Yaesu Fox Tango 480 Romeo or Mode 2-meter transceiver, $350 on that or nearest offer. Please contact Gerald on his electric telephone, 0451-633-860. 0451-633-860. From VK6 Echo Tango's Silent Key Shack Equipment Disposal Sale, we have an ICOM IC720HF 6-meter VHF UHF transceiver, $1,000 or nearest offer. There's an Elenco Delta Romeo 635 VHF UHF mobile base transceiver, $500 or nearest offer. There's also an MFJ 994 600-watt automatic antenna tuner, $600 or nearest offer. There's an Electrocraft KPA 500, 160-meter through 6 meters auto-tuned solid-state linear amplifier, less than 2 years old, price $4,500 or nearest offer. There's also a PowerTech Mike Papa 3090 40-amp continuous power supply, $275 for that. And we have a GT Sierra Tango Papa VHF UHF Bofang 8-watt handheld transceiver with charging equipment, $40 for that. There's a Bofang UHF dual-band handheld transceiver, GT Sierra Tango Papa with charging cradle, $40. There's another Bofang handheld UV5 Romeo with charging cradle, and $40 on all nearest off on that one as well. There's yet another Bofang 5-watt dual-band handheld transceiver with charging cradle, $55 or nearest offer. And there's an MFJ 1704 four-position antenna switch, 2.5 kilowatt capable of, 0 to 450 megahertz, $175 or nearest offer. There's a Digitech Quebec Mic 1563 400-amp, four AC DC clamp meter. I see it's a clamp meter, 400-watt, $30 on that. There's an ICOM Alpha Hotel 2 HF external automatic antenna tuner, price $180 or nearest offer. There's an unpronounceable handheld scanner, price $220 or nearest offer. It's a Yankee Uniform Papa India Tango Echo Romeo Uniform Mike Victor Tango 7100, if you want to look that one up. There's also a Retiviz Romeo Tango Dash 35.5 watt digital 462 to 550 megahertz handheld transceiver, $120 or nearest offer. There's also a Yaesu Fox Tango 70 Delta 2 meter 70 centimeter handheld 5 watt transceiver, $275 or nearest offer. There's a QRM Eliminator X Phase HF bands 1 meg to 30 megs, $75 or nearest offer. There's a Atlas 10.1 inch to 2-in-1 digital Delta 600 touchscreen laptop with Windows installed, 65 gigabytes, and $195, or nearest offer. I've also got an Enus Echo India November Sierra model Popper Hotel Popper 11, 1000 watt RF peak power meter, $195, or nearest offer on that one. I just about got every letter of the alphabet and every which way you can think of it here, but we'll carry on. Also got an Acer Aspire 15.5-inch screen laptop, model November India Charlie 4 Alpha 315 41 series, $550 or nearest offer on that one. I think I'll give this a miss in a minute. There's also a high-gain vertical antenna model Alpha Victor 620, complete with instruction manual, $375 or nearest offer. Buyers, please contact Dudley, VK6 Kilo Bravo Yankee, on mobile number 0417 992 487. Sorry about the delivery of all that stuff. It's a bit so confusing. 0417 992 487, or email to vk6kilobravoyankee@gmail.com. And that comes from Tony. His mobile number is 0472 608 523, if you prefer to ring him and get those details again. It's Roy. That's all I got for this week. That's enough anyway. Cheers, 7-3. Cheers, 7-3.
Hi there. It's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.